The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 14th chapter. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, where they were watching him closely, he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, and he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place," and then in disgrace you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, your host may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus also said to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they might invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite those who are poor, who are crippled, lame, and blind. And you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
Imagine that you are at a party or a wedding or a conference, and you go to the buffet line and you grab your food. You get your drink and your cutlery, maybe a napkin. And then you turn around and you face the array of tables. Now the ultimate question: where are you going to sit? You know, and maybe I'm not the only one who is challenged by this question, but I will go out on a limb to say that hopefully many of you have been faced with a similar situation once or twice in your life, because it's a big decision, at least for me, because I want to sit at the fun table. I want to be at the cool table. I don't want to work hard at the conversation or sit in awkward silence. So you go closer and you see some people sit down. Nope, definitely not going to be at that table. Or this table might be a possibility, but I'm going to keep walking around with my food and keep my options open. Even, of course, then when we make our choice as to what the cool table actually is, sometimes, at least I've found, that even before I get to the cool table, that cool table fills up. So I have been known to actually steal a chair from another table, of course, from people who I don't really know, and weasel my way into the already full group. Well, it's, you know, at least snug, but at least I'm cool for now. So, okay, maybe you're not as obsessed with finding the cool table as much as I am, but I'm willing to bet that there have been situations in your life where the position at the table was important to you. We all, in our own way, I think, jostle for positioning in life. So then when I hear Jesus telling a parable such as this one, which demands humility, I get a little bit concerned. I guess Jesus in this parable is saying that, well, I guess I have to make myself a more courteous guest. Or I guess Jesus is saying that I have to be a martyr and give up my spot at the coveted cool table. Or is this what Jesus is really saying? What is Jesus saying about humility in this story? Well, to start off with, it doesn't appear at all that Jesus is stressing humility as being more prim and proper. In fact, you could say that Jesus was the worst dinner guest of all time. In this story, you know, we like to blame Pharisees a lot. in the time of Jesus, but it was the Pharisees, if you read the story carefully, that invited Jesus to come and to eat with them, that opened one of their homes to him coming. And so Jesus responds to this courtesy by actually being incredibly rude. He first tells the story and he insults the guests for sitting in the wrong place. And then he turns and he insults the host. Well, I'm not sure if I would invite Jesus back to any of my future dinner parties. So if Jesus is not defining humility through being a courteous dinner guest, then what is he getting at? Well, maybe it starts with the actual word itself. The Greek word honomi means literally level ground or level earth. So true humility, then, starts with a leveling or a bringing back to ground level. We get images of this term. It was a very familiar term to many Israelites and people of the New Testament, and is mentioned all across the Bible in many different ways. If we remember Isaiah 40, every valley shall be lifted up and every mountain and hill made low. The uneven ground shall become humbled, is actually the way to interpret that, to define that. You know, it's kind of interesting if you think about it. In the host's eye, in this parable, there is no real cool table. Perhaps the most missed part of this text comes in verse 9, when it starts out, and it actually starts out as a wrong translation if you look at verse 9. It should actually say, "And the host who invited all of you." Not both of you, but all of you. All of you are invited. All of you are on the same ground or level. So, is it important, if we are all invited to the banquet, to worry about where we sit? Does it matter if we are already invited? You know, when we think of being humble, we probably can name a few famous people who, in our mind, reveal true humility, right? Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Pope Francis, the Dalai Lama. And all of these people, I think, in public opinion, put themselves at the lowest of the low, lower than anyone else, in order that they may serve. How many times have we heard, "You know, I'm no Mother Teresa"? But I think that this is missing the point. I don't think that this is the humility that any of these figures were or are living, or what Jesus is suggesting. Jesus isn't saying, you know, put yourself in the lowest of the low position at all times, everywhere, and be a doormat. Just put yourself on the same level as everybody else. True humility, then, is a leveling, not a fake competition of how low can you go. And so if you ask me, this leveling can be much more threatening. So often when you feel that you should be at the cool table, humility feels threatening. And I'll be completely honest, most of the time I do feel like I should be the one that is sitting at the cool table. In fact, much of American society has no problem, even encourages me to sit at a place of honor. Because of the white color of my skin and my male gender, I can get better access to education, a better job, and more opportunities than other people. I don't have to worry about being pulled over by the cops randomly for no good reason. or being harassed or worrying about being raped while I walk home late at night. I don't have to worry as much about being the target of gun violence. This is what you call privilege. And the vast majority of people in our country, I don't think, have it. The leveling, the humility that Jesus is talking about then challenges all of us to see privilege, to acknowledge who has it and who doesn't. The challenge of this story then becomes, I believe, getting rid of the cool table altogether, to realize that all of us are invited to the banquet, and all of us are loved children of God who are on the same level ground. This is the humility that Jesus is talking about. This is our call as people of faith. There's an incredible video of Heather McGee, president of Demos, a public policy lobbying organization, who happens to be African American. And she's being interviewed on C-SPAN. This interview just took place last week, and I invite you, if you haven't heard of it or seen it, to Google it, because it's an incredible video, something that was incredibly powerful for me to watch. And her answer to this brave caller, this caller who calls in and who asks her for advice in leveling his prejudices. And she answers in a simple way. She says, "So what can you do? Get to know black families who are not all and not even by any majority involved in crime and gangs. Turn off the news at night, because we know that actually nightly news and media markets, many of them that have been studied, actually overrepresent African-American crime and underrepresent crimes that happen by white people. Start to read about the history of the African-American communities in this country." And then she goes on and she says, "We are still a very, very segregated country. And we know that in order to be demos, a Latin term for unified people, that is, to be united across lines of race and class and gender and age, we have to foster relationships. We have to get to know one another and who one another actually is. We have to have a leveling. Reaching out, getting to know others who are different from us, I think, feeds humility, as Heather McGee says. For when we know one another and respect one another in our differences and similarities, we no longer have to feel that we are entitled to sit at a place of honor at the cool table. For the honor is in being united on the same level, on the same ground as all of God's beloved children." Amen.